All right, y'all. I am back with this week's Home Jam artist, Grand Diva. How you doing, Miss Diva?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Now, why don't you tell us about yourself?
All right. Well, I am the Grand Diva. And, of course, I'm from Youngstown. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. I've been into hip-hop music since I was 13, from the age of 13 up until about 19. Then after that, life happened. I got saved, went to church, and it was said that, you know, God don't like rap music. So, you know, I was crushed by that because, you know, hip-hop music got me through life, through school, you know, all the things I had to experience. I would just write it all out in my hip-hop music. So, you know, when I did get saved, give my life to God, you know, they said God don't like hip-hop music. So I start writing poetry because I had so much creativity in me, and then I had so much that I was going through in me. I needed a way to get it out. So fast forward some 20 years, I ended up moving to Carrollton, Georgia. I went to a church where the pastor just so happened to be a hip-hop artist, and he introduced me to gospel rap, which is crazy because I had never heard of gospel rap. So the church was in Bremen, Georgia, and he every year he has an event called Outer Court, and at this event, hip-hop artists just come, and all it's just you just listen to gospel rap, and I was blown away. So, you know, that it was it's wild how church, somebody in church took away my dream, but God had it so where that somebody in church let me know that God loves all music. He can speak to people through all music. So I had to kind of come to grips with that because I had never written gospel, you know, hip hop. But when it came down to it, me creating the EP fell in my lap. I bought beats for my son because I always told my son he's a hip hop artist as well. Shout out to Black Money. His name is Fabian Stewart. But I had bought beats for him because I told him if God ever blessed me with the money, I'ma back his career in music. So when I got blessed with the money and he picked out 9 beats, he did 2 songs. Something happened. He was like, I don't want to do music. I don't want to talk about music. I don't want to do music. So I said, I'm not about to lose all this money. You know, it came to me like you got these beats and you do music. Don't let them just sit there. And I just start listening to the beat. A couple of them I like. After that, I said, nah, I need a couple other ones, something that, you know, that hit touch me. So I ended up going to buy a couple more. I started out just challenging myself to do 5 songs. But then, you know, some people said the EP is 6 songs. Some said 5. Some said, you know. So I said, well, let me write 1 more song. I'm going to just literally really challenge myself to write 1 more song. And that song was, it's called I Love You, Black Man, which I think is an awesome song. Just showing love to Black men because society tries to make it seem like Black women don't love Black men. And we do. So September 6th. I dropped my EP, Best Day Ever. If I could tell anybody anything, go for your dream. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what stage of your life you're in, because I've never felt so good about myself. I feel like me. I became me getting that music out. And I feel that a lot of people's lives could be much better. Their quality of life and living would be much better if they jumped for their dream and succeeded at it. And even if you don't succeed, you keep going. Don't give up, because I believe your dream is what makes you you. The gift that God put in you is what I think is meant for you to use so that you'll have the life that God has for you. And I do want to shout out Steve Harvey. He has a video on Instagram. On YouTube. I tell everybody about this video. It's called Jump for Your Dream. And I listened to it, and that changed my life. So the EP is called Wildest Dream with no S. And they can't take that away from me. No matter what anybody says, I thank God for all the great reviews that I've gotten for the music, and I've had people listen from all over, even in other countries. I've had people listen, and who would have thought that, you know, I, a person that thought I lost my dream of music, would now have an EP out, and people are listening to it all over the world. From little old Youngstown, shout out Youngstown, I want to just say I thank God for the hometown love I'm getting. A lot of artists was telling me, you ain't going to get no love from your hometown, but I want to say shout out to Youngstown, because I have been getting mad love from everybody. And every interview I do, I done done interviews for people in Africa. I've done Atlanta. I've done Texas. I've done Philly interviews, and I make sure I shout out Youngstown. They think I'm from everywhere but Youngstown. So I just want to encourage somebody. This song is called Live Your Dream. Every song on the EP is my life story. It tells my entire life story, everything I've been through, everything I felt. So this song is Live Your Dream. And I do want to say the hook, I wrote every word, or even the hook, but the hook was brought alive by Tara Elkins. She is singing the hook on this song, and she is out of Warren, Ohio. So I want to shout out Tara, and I want to thank Star 94.7 for the love, because I'm telling you, you could have your music play everywhere, but I wanted my music played at home, and I thank y'all for doing that for me. This is the Grand Diva on Star 94.7.